caught hold. And it was about the last moment that they will cut out the boat, and he will fall down. At the same time, from above his head, on the branch where bees has given umbrella, and Madhu was coming drop by drop, and he took his tan and had that drop. So madhur, so. Oh, kya madhur, kya madhur. He was doing. This is the scene written in Srimad Bhagavata. After a moment he will come down and bitten by servants, he will die. So, and on the upper side there is a tiger roaring. If he comes out, they will attack. Very dangerous position. So he is telling that no water and so dangerous cove is Griha Andhako. But by that one drop of madhu, we forget all dangerous position. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his ashesh kripa means
unlimited,
and without any reason, that kripa, what?
Causeless.
Causeless. Satyah Sandra Dayam Bodhi. Sandra Ambodhi. Sandra Sandra Dayam Bodhi. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much thick. Mercies Sri Vigraha. So causeless he did mercy upon me. Prakritita Swairi Kripa Rajyuri. Swairi, that without any obstruction, Swairi, Svatantra, Nirantra, Kripa Rajju bhi. Rajju means rope. He fell that rope. See it? Kaun hai? Theek hai? Woh aapke ghar se kaisi hai? Toh kaisi sikhir hai? He fell down that rope, mani Kripa Rajju. And Udhritya, take out. Saroj Nindi Charana Prantam, so fragrant, so soft, so dayalu, piti, piti, merciful. His lotus. Prapadya. I was not in a condition to be saranagat on that lotus feet. But mercifully, he make me prapadya, done saranagat. Swayang. And take my hands in his hand and gave it to Damodar Satchakar, and he gave and told that now Raghunath is yours and please support, give nourish by Siddhanta and Rasa and everything. So merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aham bhaje, I want to do seva of that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling, he is remembering how he done mercy upon me, from taking me from that house where like a king and only one son among two brothers. Younger brother has not done any marriage, his father only has done. So elder brother has not done marriage, only his father has done marriage. So both loved him, and their uttaradhikari was only, uttaradhikari means after them the king will be inheritance was only Raghunath Das Goswami. And for a Hindu culture, those who are very papi,
sinful,
they have no son. And there are none to give him Shraddha. So they were thinking that only Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath is our son. In his once. And after them, who will be Uttaradhikari of their Rajya? And he will group Shraddha and all, like Chitraketu Maharaj. So they were very, very much attracted to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was also so beautiful, so many, having so many qualities. So they were loving, he was very loving to his father, mother and to all. From that parivesh, atmosphere, it is very hard to come out and to do bhajan. But I have an idea, and Guru Maharaj also said that the boys are the person. Being in such atmosphere can do Hari Bhajan and they can live these things. But those who have no such atmosphere and there is none to love them and nothing to be asakta, they can never do Bhajan. And the persons living such an atmosphere can love so much extent to Krishna and Radhika or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who are so much poor, nothing to live as a beggar, no child, nothing, no one to love and nothing to live, they cannot love. And they, if they will live in sadhu base, they will collect everything that persons have left, everything. And we see it. We see it. But those who are like Raghunath Das Goswami and they have left. They will left as Raghunath Das Goswami left. And will search surely Krishna. Once I remember that we were with Guruji, a disciple of Guruji, who was very much lover and very much good qualified boy. He was ill. And we were with Guruji serving. Guruji was very much anxious how to leave this boy alone or with some person. I will go to preach. I told that, don't worry, I will serve this boy and say, really go to preach. He became very much pleased. And living on me, that boy, with some other brahmachari, he went to preach. At that time, I was there. Guru Maharaj was also there. A beggar came there to beg something. And at that time, some leaders and engineers of Calcutta had come to see our Guruji there. The beggar came there. The vakils and engineers told Gurudev, you only Gaudiya must take cream of society only. Not these beggars and all these persons who are nothing. They have no food, no anything. Can you keep this beggar? Guruji told that, yes, I will have this beggar. I will keep this beggar. But I think he will not leave. Why? He will surely be here. Then Guruji told to beggar that by hardly you beg this thing. Come and join our society. And we'll give you everything what you need. Have you anything? Anyone in your house? No, 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 I have nothing. Have you any children? No. Any piece of land? Nothing. Wife? Nothing. Nothing? Nothing. Then Guruji told that, you should live here. I will arrange everything for you. He told that, Guruji told that, you don't go to home today. Today, from today you should live here. And I will arrange everything for today, from today. He told, no, one time, for once, I will have to go to my home. Are where you have told that, no home? No, I have a very little home. Who is there? Oh, my wife is there. Then I will go and arrange. Anyone? My one son is there. At last he could not stay there. So Guruji told engineers and workers that see, this person cannot, because nothing to leave. But they have everything to leave, and they have lived everything and come. So Raghunath Das Goswami has everything. They were bending Raghunath Das Goswami. A wife like prince and so much wealth, matrishneha, pitrishneha, everything he has. It is very, very kathin, difficult to lead all these things. Yet I could not leave, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done kripa to me, and so I have left it. Here he is telling that without living whole thing, deha, daihika, everything. Deha means deha regarding bodily, bodily things, living. How I will support my this body? This should be left. And all the connections should be left. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home. He left everything. But in home, who is called Grihastha? Griha is not called, having Griha is not called Grihastha. Understand? We have also this home for living. So this is not Grihastha. Grihini is called Grihastha. Grihini means wife. To center, having in center wife and to do everything is Grihastha or Grihamedhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his father and mother and left home and everything. He came from Jagannathpuri in way to Vrindavan, up to Ramkeli Gram. You know this site. He came as through Shantipur to Navadvip, Kuliyadvip. And here he stayed for one day or two days. Then he proceeded further. When he was here, everyone came here. Mother also came. All his relations came. All Nadiyadasi came. But only one person, one lady came, could not come. And that was Vishnupriya. Why she could not come? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has loved more than everyone. And she has also loved for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than Sachima also. No? He was a vigraha of love. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that everyone can come, but she cannot come. And she was thinking that everyone can go there. I loved him so much. Only I cannot go. What was Vivi in her heart? She was thinking. So my loving of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fault of me that I cannot go. If I would have not done love to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I could have gone there. But it is perhaps my fault. But it was not fault, he was free. So everything should be left for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will accept her. There, Vishnupriya was Mahalakshmi. So, instance is not seat, but yet we give instance. So, if a man has a smile of Gandha, smell, a smell of Gandha, of samsara, priti. he cannot reach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never fully take him in his feet, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he has taken. So, he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan, Vairagya Yuga Bhakti Rasam, Prajatna Yapayan Manam Jyushu. Mahaprabhu wants that his followers should be Bhakta but with Vairagya, as he himself follows Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vairagi, but in comparison to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see Raghunath Das Goswami is more Vairagi, more and more Vairagi. And he saw that he has so much Vairagya, then he has crossed me also. And he became so much pleased to Raghunath Das Goswami. Vairagya means to have asakti, to give up all asakti. Now he is sunya. Sunya means
nothing.
Nothing. Like in Vansi, nothing means.
No family.
Whole air can pass, Krishna air can pass from. No obstacle, nothing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna and Radhika wants, like Bansi, like Raghunath Das Goswami. No attachment, a smell of attachment in anything of world. So that my collar, my only wind can pass. And upon that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna will do his mercy fully. And he could accept, he can accept that mercy. A person having anywhere, any, a very little attachment cannot have this. So, Raghunath Das Goswami has everything, every quality that are required. So Mahabhairagi. Krishna is telling that Je Dharagar Putran Putrapta Pranan Vittam Imam Param Hitvamang Saranam Jata Katham Taktum Utsahe Srimad Bhagavatam 9455. He is telling that Krishna is telling himself that those who have left their father, mother, children, wife, and relations, everything, they have forgotten that this is my body. And anything is required for this body. And Krishna has to think and yoga chema vaham miham for them. As Raghunath Das Goswami has no effort to feed anything close to this body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always thinking, where is Raghunath? What he is taking? How is everything is going on? Always asking with Govinda and Swarupa Damodar and anyone. And daily he takes the news of Raghunath Das Krishna. Always. How he is doing bhajan? And anyone tells Raghunath Das Goswami's description, he becomes so much pleasant. He is remembering the past time, how I raised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and how he accepted me. He is telling that when I reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not went to Jagannath Temple directly against Kashi Vishwanatha. He was sitting with Sadamoda, Raya Ramananda and all the excellent persons. And same Haditha Thakya, in the meantime, was not answered for the question. This was Sankana. This dear thing he died. And for what time he could not put circuit back into check and get up. Mukunda is this singer, singer of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu character. That I could have left, oh God, why? I come. I thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was prohibited from just going. I can send all these beggars in a very lengthy and with just and he said, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I can't see that. Bring all Haripada. So much love for affection for him. Oh, come on, come on. And he could not say, he ran away. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And instead of Raghunath Das Goswami, he had to run away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he stood there that I am never safe and not qualified to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering. Where is remembering? At Radha. So many deaths have been passed. But he thinks that today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the second thing in his prayer. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in his prayer. He at once sat down and sat on the lotus feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He held his hand. He took the feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All were astonished. Living for Damodar, Raya Ramananda and so many. And it may be that all were there. Living then. And the being very fatal. That is why. How is they were all astonished. Prabhu told them, Krishna Kripa Balishta Savasanthe. Tumake Kalila Visav, Visavas. Krishna. So, Raghunath Das Goswami is also waiting. Mahaprabhu is also in a note to him. He told that, oh Krishna is so much merciful that he has taken out from the state of this path. He has taken out Vaikuntha. Haribhajan is Vaikuntha. Raghunath Das Goswami did not, he was lonely, sincerely. He wanted to speak, but put his head that I don't know Krishna. I know you well. And by your mercy I have come to you. I have nothing, no bandha, nothing to come. I have not seen you. I have seen you, and by your mercy I am feeling that I have come to you. One by your mercy. At once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami and gave him the hands of his most beloved Swamidhar, to whom he always had passed and told very affectionately that today I have given this Raghunath in your hand. He is your son, he is your servant, he is your anything, everything. And you should tell me, admittedly. Then Sri Dhamma told, I am. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering all these things. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done so much mercy to me. So he is doing pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, he knew who is Radhika. Though in his Swarup Siddha day, he is Manjari and knows everything, but outwardly in this Prakat Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar had given sambandh with Srimati Radhika, and he knew Radhika. One thing we should know here, that a sakhi is tadatma to Radhika, not to Krishna. Tadatma, you know? Tadatma. Any word? As fire goes in air, that is called tadatma. If I will be like Krishna has gone to tadatma with Radhika. He wanted to know the pranay vikar, the madhurima of Krishna. How Krishna is beautiful, Krishna does not know. And what is the pranay of Srimati Radhika? How she loves me. And after loving and after testing my four kinds of madhurima, what kind of sukh, happiness, not aspadam, happiness will come in calm. So we should always be very careful about this. How Srimati Radhika tastes, he becomes senseless. He becomes in as the Brahma means, that is called Konar.
Madness.
Mahabharata. So, Krishna has to come and to be tadatma with Srimati Radhika Bhav, to taste all these things, willing suffering. So he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Here Radhika is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has also become Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radhika. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially tested Jiva Bhava. Sambhoga Dipralambha. That is Dipralambha Bhava. All this dependent, almost, very few moments, as in Milan, Atambho. Here, Lalita and Vishakha are all Sakhis are there, with Haradita. They are also in Manasvarup, Aparkat Lila. About faith. Radhika is fully separation. Vishakha, Lalita, Chitra, all other sakhis, some Rauli too, but not full separation. But the highest separation feeling is in Srimati Radhika, because highest prem is in Srimati Radhika. They are seeing that Srimati Radhika is feeling so much separation. But what kinds of separation? Lalita cannot know. Vishakha cannot know. They know about their what is going in her heart in separation. But not like Srimati Radhika. He is telling that what is the state of Manjari. Lalita Vishakha is not Tadatmya with Radhika, but these are Tadatmya with Srimati Radhika. Understand my feeling? So, if Radhika is feeling Mahabhav, always in Mahabhav, and they are always Tadatmya with Srimati Radhika, they also feel Mahabhav. And that kind of separation to which Radhika is feeling separation, they feel like that separation. But Lalita Vishakha cannot feel. So there is a speciality of this Manjari. So Raghunath Das Goswami here, feeling this separation like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tadat in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he is doing Bilap. And that Bilap is Kusumanjali for us. That is the thing in the Vedic slog. So he is making prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why am I so lucky that the thing that Lalita and Vishakha could not have, and by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am feeling that thing. So now he is in a mood that if Krishna meets with Radhika and kiss Srimati Radhika, that sign comes in Manjari, here also in separation, everything that Radhika has comes out in the body and mind and in soul of Manjari. So his separation is like Srimati Radhika. His bilap is like Srimati Radhika. And from where he has got? From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is telling that though it appears that it is so much dukkha, unhappiness. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is telling, it looks like as if it is the ocean of dukkha, unhappiness. But a man who has no concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and no concern with Goswami can think like this. But those who have concern with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will not think like this. He is giving Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first chapter, that those separation, in separation, gopis have a unhappiness of ocean. But it is more than ocean of happiness, ananda. Because this swarup of gopis are anandamay. Ananda chinamay rasa pratibhavita bhi tabhija evani jarupatara. No, a sign of unhappiness in their construction. But it sometimes it looked like as unhappiness. He has given an instance of fire and barf.
Ice.
Understand? But
I have not got the example yet.
When we have gone to Badrinarayan once, where Ganga comes out, very little water and very narrow there Ganga. After Dev Prayag it has become so much. So there is the time of winter season, Bhadra Mas. Not winter, but last time passing there. We saw that when we are going to take darshan there, snowfall was going on. And about we were sinking in the snow. In morning, there is no attached bathroom, so we'll have to go to make our dainik kriya there, in the side of river and in jungle. Anyhow, covering ourselves we went. And after that, when we went to take some water, that it seemed that one has caught. So, our hand is burning in fire. It was so cold that it was like a fire burning. He is telling Sanatana Goswami that in heavy prem or in vipralambha, extreme what?
Dukkha.
Vipralambha.
Separation.
Also, remembrance of Krishna becomes so that Krishna is meeting with me. Separation becomes as a milan. There is no instance in this world. So he is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I was at, from Radhakund he is remembering, when I was at Gambhira, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, Krishna doing. And like this. Sometimes jumping in ocean, sometimes he was in ocean and any fisherman caught him in his jar, and he was like a renouncing. Like a football. No, nothing, no shape. And that fisherman knew that he is ghost, and ghost has caught me. And he at once ran. Sarva Damodar. Then a slap. Oh, at mantra. And by mantra, your ghost has gone away. He found some elephant.